Hey, this is Johnny from the Goo Goo Dolls. The AG podcast starts now. Wanna be like a heart that's painted in gold. Here we go. Wanna make these emotions physical. Free the weight of my soul ethereal. I believe I'm alive, no higher than low. Here we go. Baby, would you be my miracle pill? Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Absolute Goo podcast. I'm Annie.
And I'm Jen.
And we are still in quarantine and still podcasting from a remote location in the AG basement.
Yes. Where they give us adequate food and water.
And that is about it.
And I sit around holding myself.
Now, you're going to have to explain that now because they don't know what you were talking about.
My back is just... What did my cousin say? My cousin saw the MRI pictures of my, like, three or four, I don't even know at this point, ruptured disc. And her reaction was, you're broken. Mm-hmm. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I have ruptured disc, which, like, causes the muscles, pinches nerves, and causes mm-hmm. the muscles to, like, seize up. And anyway, I'm a mess. But, so, one of the pinched nerves comes down, like, underneath my arm and around the side. So if I just, like, push on the side of my boob and hold it, it stops instantly. So, so I'm just going
to... So I literally get to watch Jen holding herself for most of the podcast, and it's a little unnerving. Disconcerting, I'd say, sometimes. That's about it.
Is it unnerving just because you find yourself so happy watching it?
Oh, Jen, yeah.
Annie's like, I have to go relax with my thoughts now.
Yes, I have to be alone. No. We've just been keeping busy. Jen's busy holding herself. I've been cooking up a storm and scaring my family by cooking up a storm. Mm. Good stuff.
That is concerning.
Dragging out old books to read. I've been going over some old J.D. Brickers and just watching old shows, things like that, you know, things I meant to catch up on and haven't. And I'm lying because half the time I'm just banging my head against the wall and going crazy, but I'm pretending I'm not. Yeah.
I've eaten a lot of sweet tarts.
Have you?
Yeah. Like, do you ever just start eating something and it's just like there? Like, I don't know, something like M&M's or whatever for people. I don't know what they eat. Yeah, like, my daughter really likes sweet tarts, so I'll buy her all these boxes, and then we just, like, put them in a big bowl, and they'll be sitting there, and I'll be, you know, doing a crossword puzzle or reading or working on the computer, and I'm just like, you know, you don't think I'm just eating these sweet tarts, and then later I'm like, why does my tongue hurt?
So bad. It's this is like... why you're so sweet and yet tart. That's why.
And he's like, I don't know what's wrong with Jen, but she's holding her boob and her tongue hurts.
Yeah. Well, so I'm totally ignoring what you're doing right now and jump into the tour was postponed. And we're going to be glad this is not video. So sadly,
right?
Or actually, I don't think sadly. It's sad that the tour is postponed. Goo Goo Dolls tour is postponed. But I'm glad they did it, you know. I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know people are really anxious to get back out and do stuff. But on the other hand, I don't really think anyone really wants to go and put themselves in a small space with 10,000 other people. At least not me.
I prefer not to die. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, it maybe you're fine, but maybe you bring it to somebody. So it's a good thing. So we waited and waited to tell you guys because we promised we would wait, which sucked. Until Live Nation announced it, but then we finally told you guys. So it is postponed till summer of 2021. We will be announcing the dates really soon. It was supposed to be by this Friday, by today, but now it's backed up a little bit and waiting for a couple more places. But real quickly, we'll be announcing the postponed dates for you. So, and the band wants to get back just as bad as you guys want to see him, so... It's not like they're taking a vacation, you know. In fact, I need some kind of dramatic music.
Oh,
but,
hold on.
Can you do that? Thank you, Jen. In fact, they are in a non-disclosed location right now, working on a little something. There you go. That's your hint.
Well, thank you for that bombshell.
Yeah, I know. It'll be out later this year. But
we're finally getting that Thanksgiving song I've been wanting.
Well, that is the salute to turkey thing you always wanted, but no, a little later, but that's okay.
Thank God. I'm going to hold both boobs now.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, I got excited about the turkey.
I'm just getting punch drunk. It's so sad. It's been so many days.
I'm trying for that explicit rating on this episode.
You're succeeding if it was video, let me tell you. All right, so the tour is postponed. Dates will be announced soon. We know that Summerfest in Wisconsin has not said yet that they are canceling, but the band will not be playing that in September. No. So
not for all
Wisconsin's
the
its own little world right now. What? Not for all the cheese in the world. Get stopped by the Cheese Castle up there. That's a pretty cool place.
Ooh. It sounds like someplace Julie would go.
My daughter loves it. My daughter's like, can we stop at the Cheese Castle? Oddly enough, not made of cheese. I believe that's false advertising. Sorry. Uh-oh, she's coughing.
That water went down my
stay away from me. All right, so Jen, tell us about the Frontline thing.
Okay, so yesterday, John played a benefit concert for Frontline Food New Jersey, which is an organization that gets food together and gets it out to the front lines, like doctors and nurses, the hospital, you know, healthcare workers, frontline workers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And New Jersey, of course, has been hit really hard. They're second only to New York from the COVID-19 mm-hmm. virus. So yesterday he did a Better Days virtual performance, and that is still up over on the Goo Goo Dolls Facebook page if you missed it or if you just want to watch it again. And you can also still donate. So go over and check it out if you missed it and give a little bit.
Oh, nicely done.
Frontline food.
Yeah. Also, the Bridge in Illinois, it's called the Bridge Youth and Family Services. They usually do a huge gala every year, big black tie thing. And of course, it's canceled this year. And so they are running something called Virtual is the New Black Tie. Huge auction. And one of the items is a nifty autographed Goo Goo Dolls guitar that's there. Yeah, and you can bid online. We're going to have the link down below for you guys. So make sure you go and you bid. You can do a proxy bid. I see it's at $450 right now, and you guys definitely need to bump that thing up. Good God. So very good cause goes to help. They do fabulous like counseling and therapy and stuff for kids that have experienced some form of trauma. So it's a great place.
At the gala.
Yeah, it's a gala.
I like how you say that.
What do you say?
Gala?
Gala. Yeah, gala. Sorry, Miss Warsh. Miss Warsh my clothes. Sorry. Jeez. What about the Pulse thing, Jen?
What about it?
Well, let me tell you. No.
Yesterday, John hosted the Sirius XM Pulse Home DJ series on the Pulse called Pulse House Call. So you can look at their schedule and see when it's going to replay if you missed it. And I don't know about you. I'm refusing to listen unless I know that when he recorded it, he had strobe lights, smoke machines.
Oh, you need it pulsing, basically.
No, two turntables. It says it's the DJ series.
Oh, yeah, DJ. Uh-huh.
He's got to be up there scratching, you know.
Yeah. That's, you know, Jen's past career, so, you know, yeah.
Yeah, just like that.
Sirius is ending their, you know, fabulous free time, although I heard they might extend it, so.
They probably will.
Yeah, wait and go check, guys, and you just never know if you don't have it already. Also, over on the YouTube channel Music is Art Buffalo, Robbie's channel, they have remember how he said, guys, they were going to start putting stuff up from local artists. They have a neat thing called Eighth Note Sessions, and they have different groups that they've been putting up. Looks like about one every 2 weeks, local artists trying to support them. And some, yeah, it's, you know, we love supporting our local music. So head on over and take a look.
Yeah. Go ahead. Also, why are you laughing at me?
I'm just so tired.
Uh, And if you are a fan of drums, who's not?
Yeah. Neil Peart.
Anyway, I know. Peart.
he's gone, but yeah.
I know, but my whole life I always said Neil Peart. And then I found out that I'm really wrong.
Yeah, Neil Peart.
I mean, I have to admit, I do not like Rush, so, you know. But yeah, it was, I always said Neil Peart, and then I found out it was Peart, so I have to say it like that now. But anyway. Mm-hmm. Craig McIntyre has done, three or four?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you corrected it. I'm like, that's his name, right? He's done like about three or four.
No, it's McIntyre. Just like Neil Peart.
McIntyre.
Sorry, Craig.
He's done about three or four. I'm getting this out. Like chats, they're not like pocket, but like discussions with Ed Toth about drumming and drums over on at Ed Toth Drums on Instagram. So you can go and check those out. I think this is like the fourth one.
Yeah, and I think there's more coming. Yeah, they're really cool. Really interesting to find out how they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know if they talk about Neil Peart, but
There's all those drummer jokes used to be centered around Neil Peart. So Peart.
What's the loneliest place?
What?
The women's room at a Rush concert.
Oh, nicely done. All right, guys. So we had a contest last time on the podcast, and it was to win an autographed poster. And yes. Jen, who won that?
Kimberly Walzak. And if I pronounce that wrong, you know how I am. But Kimberly Walzak won. Yay.
Congratulations, Kimberly. That's awesome.
It is.
And that has already been mailed to you, so you should be getting that real soon.
Look at you. You are right on top of things.
Woo. Well, I mail like, you know, two things a year, so I guess I can do that. And Laura is back up and shipping things again. So.
Good. Yeah. So everything should be up and out.
Everything is out. Mm-hmm.
So anybody that won a prize since March, thank you for being so patient, but it should be getting to you soon.
Yeah. And now we can start doing a bunch of contests again, which is very cool. I know this wasn't the most exciting podcast this time, guys, but we're just like you. We have good days and bad days with this stuff. And today isn't really a fantastic day. Jen kids about it, but Jen's in a ton of pain right now. and I'm basically losing my mind right now, but just keep meditating.
Wait. Losing?
What? Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
I think you might want to go past tense on that one.
Not doing it. And I just keep cooking. So it'll all be fine. Keep cooking and meditating. And hopefully, Jen, you feel better soon. She looks so pale. You'd make Casper the ghost look like, you know, he'd been to the Bahamas.
But that's all the time.
Yeah, it's true. But you're a little bit paler now. Yeah. Oh, poor thing. Yeah, so we're sorry about that, guys. You know, we have good days and bad days, and sometimes it's really hard for us, just like we know it's really hard for you. And we're still all going to make it. You know, somebody said to me, and I loved it the other day, everyone keeps saying, we're all in the same boat. And a friend of mine said, no, we're not. We're all in the same storm. We're in individual boats. So different people are being affected by this pandemic in way different ways. And try to be very patient with people. Try to know that you may only know a little part of their story, not the whole thing.
Yeah, and I'll sound like a grumpy old lady if I say this. But it's like, yeah, we are all in the same, well, no, why we aren't all in the same boat. And I'm not begrudging anyone anything. I'm not being that person or being catty or anything. But there are some people I follow, like on Instagram or whatever, like Chrissy Teigen, who I love, or Busy Phillips. I love her too. But like, no, you're not really in the same boat, because I don't really think it's as hard for you as it is for someone else, like my neighbors or something, in a row house, because, you know, you have this pool that's bigger than my street, and this, you know, you're talking about how awful this quarantine is with your mixed drink up on top of your rooftop overlooking, like, a gorgeous view, and I'm not saying that they don't have their own problems, I'm just saying, it's probably not that bad.
Yeah, I saw Kelly Ripa is quarantining with her family at, although she's pretty good about saying what's driving her nuts, but like they're at this huge estate in the Bahamas because they were vacationing there when it started. So they're like, we'll just stay here with our private chef and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I mean, good on you. I'm not saying that, you know, hey, but it's probably a little different for some people.
Yeah. And again, we know so many of you. In fact, I heard from another person this week that actually just got back from working in New York, and I asked her if she wanted to come on the podcast and talk about it, but not right now. But we have a bunch of different people that are first responders that are on the site, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And if any of you that listen to this have lost someone, our hearts are broken for you. And I can't even, you know, Den and I have both lost people in our lives. And so our heart, we really feel for you guys. But we are going to get through this. This will end. It's like endless winter in Illinois. You have to remind yourself there will be an end at some point. And there will be for this too. And we'll get there. There will be concerts again. You'll be shoving somebody in line and screaming at somebody for taking your place at the rail soon. You'll be, you know, drinking one too many drinks and trying to remember where you parked your car at midnight.
Is that part directed at me?
No, never. You, no, so it'll happen again, guys, and probably we'll be doing a little bit more of it than usual, just to make up.
And think about this. I mean, yeah, everything, you know, kind of sucks right now, but Halloween is October 31st. Mm-hmm. And this Halloween
on a Saturday.
is on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's a full moon. And clocks go back, so you get an extra hour of Halloween. Well, technically it'll be after Halloween, the extra hour, but you know, you'll still be up and you know, celebrating. So yeah, extra hour, Saturday Halloween, full moon Halloween.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And 2020 is almost half done. So, you know.
The whole Halloween thing is like, what do they call it? It's like my vision board, just Halloween.
We won't be having our party unless there's some.
I don't know. We're not having a party or something. Anything, but
yeah, but we always have a huge party, so we're not doing that. But it's still a good goal. Got to have goals in this. So
yes,
and eventually at some point I'll start wearing non-stretchy pants again.
Oh, speaking of which.
Oh no.
I know you really can't see me because I've kind of just had my shirt off though now.
Yeah, I was like, there goes the shirt again. Okay.
No. It's my dreams are coming true. I've just full on like Mrs. Roper gowns. That's what I'm just living in now. This is my life.
You mean I've got? I mean, a like friend of mine has a couple.
Yeah, this is one.
Afghans or muumuus, whatever you want to call them. They're fabulous.
I ordered some.
Mm-hmm. They're fabulous.
They are. I've literally worked in this because of course I'm just on the sofa on the computer working, but yeah, my husband said something. He called it my Morticia dress. I'm like,
there you go.
It's my Mrs. Roper.
Yeah, hello,
Moo. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Get your cultural references straight, Tommy.
It's because it's black and black.
Yeah, but their stuff wasn't black. Almost all of the Addams Family stuff was actually. I'm sorry. Side note, guys, was actually pink. The setting was pink because when they shot in black and white, it looks better to you to different shades of pink. Go Google it sometime. Yeah, you can see some really cool set design pictures that they did. So,
would you be shocked to know that I was Morticia for a Halloween?
Totally stunned. This is our age difference, which she just reminded me of. She's like, I'm not that much older than your daughter. And I'm like, shut up, Jen. But the last time I, as an adult, I've dressed up as Halloween. But the last time as a kid, I dressed up as Halloween. This is how effing old I am. I went as Patty Hearst because it was a current cultural reference at the time.
You went as Patty Hearst?
Yeah. It was great. We had SLA things and I wore a green army jacket and we had a fake gun, which you could do then, you know, and No one would shoot you walking up to the door.
One of the funniest things I saw when, like, you know, because again, we laugh, we try to find the humor and everything. But one of the funniest memes I saw when the whole, you know, the coronavirus started and the face mask wearing started was, you know, that they didn't want to see anyone in my age group complain about masks because we survived the, you know, those plastic Halloween costumes.
Oh,
you know,
God,
the store-bought Halloween costume.
The plastic just that, thing. The slit plastic in the eyes thing.
Yeah, you couldn't breathe. It, like, collected all your sweat and condensation inside there, and you're, like, drowning, and that little straps around your ear, and then the rubber band always, like, snaps and breaks, and you're half holding it on while you're trick-or-treating.
That sounds about normal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm old. We're old. Anyway, what?
No, that was just good. It just has nothing to do with anything. My sister found was going through old pictures and uploading them, and she found one of her. She's probably five, and she's got one of those costumes on with the little, you know, the plastic face and the plastic outfit. Mm-hmm. And the face is like a vampire, but, you know, they're cheesy. You bought them in, like, Rite Aid, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just like this cheesy. And she sent it to me, and she just labeled it and said, "My audition for Rob Zombie's next movie."
Love you, Rob Zombie. All right. Well, we're just rattling on because we're exhausted. So, guys, hang in there. I believe the next podcast, we probably have a guest. See if we can straighten that out. Yeah. So we'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.